Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys, only 34 days left until November 3rd. Please go to vote.org and get registered. And that is vote.org. Find out when you can early vote. All right. Switching gears here. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, my husband's big brother. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was a faithful and committed wife to an undeserving man for 3 years before I decided to flip the script on him. My soon-to-be ex-husband and I dated back when we were in college, and we reconnected 5 years ago. We got married 3 years ago, and a few months after our wedding, I found out that he had a girlfriend and a newborn baby. He admitted it after the girl came to our house. We started arguing a lot, and he decided that he needed a break from our marriage, so he moved in with his older brother. I was willing to fight for my marriage, so I would go by his brother's house to beg him to come home. About a month ago, we had a heated discussion, and I decided to go see him. He wasn't there, but his brother could tell I was upset, so he invited me in. I started crying uncontrollably, and his brother hugged me tightly and rubbed my back and shoulders. He kept whispering, "Relax, relax, relax." His body felt so good against mine, and I could feel him getting excited from all of the closeness and rubbing. I tried to pull away from him, and he started kissing me on my neck. Then we ended up naked and all tangled up on his couch. This man is huge, and he knows how to please a woman. We made love for at least an hour. I stopped begging my husband to come home, and I filed for divorce. His big brother, all caps, B-I-G, his big brother has helped me adjust to being single, and I've moved on with my life, but I still want my husband to know that I got my sweet revenge. By the way, they are stepbrothers, so it's not so bad. I'm thinking of dropping hints so my husband will know what I've been doing. Should I do it or not? Now, you know you shouldn't be doing that. And, you know, letting us know that they're stepbrothers, so it's not so bad. Well, I'm sure your husband still thinks of him as his brother. So, you know, you basically did it with his brother, the man who he considers his brother, I'm assuming. But no, I definitely wouldn't tell him. I definitely wouldn't get my revenge. You want to tell somebody you got revenge. No, you don't have to do that. Let's be adult. You want everyone to know. You want your husband. You wrote in to Steve and I. You know millions of listeners are hearing this Strawberry Letter. Okay, you do know that. So everybody is going to know in a minute. The brother, everybody. I mean, haven't you heard the saying, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing? I think that applies here. And I know you've heard that. I just think some things are better left unsaid is what I'm trying to say. And this is just one of them. I think you got your revenge. You were satisfied. So there's no reason for you to take this any farther. I mean, you know, the big brother help you adjust to being single. Now you've moved on with your life. I just think, you know, you don't know what your husband might do or how he might react. What if he goes over to his brother / stepbrother's house and one of them gets badly hurt or something? Did you think about that? I just think, you know, let this go. Take this to your grave. You'll be divorced soon anyway. Steve?
I see a woman that's in real conflict and is really doing several things that has nothing to do with what she's actually saying. Let me show you what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was a faithful and committed wife. Okay. Now, this show changes somewhere in this letter. I am a faithful and committed wife. Okay.
Oh, you meant sure. Okay. You said show. Okay, I got you. I'm with you. Go ahead.
No. This show changes. I said exactly what I meant. No, this show gonna change.
Exactly.
No, it's not sure. No, this show gonna change.
I was just trying to do it in my
mind. I'm gonna show you where it changed.
Okay.
SHO. Sure?
This show
gonna
change.
This for show.
I got you.
To this undeserving man, I decided to flip the script. My soon-to-be ex-husband, y'all dated when y'all was in college, and 5 years ago, you got there. We got married 3 years ago, and a few months after our wedding, I found out he had a girlfriend and a newborn baby. Mm. He admitted it after the girl came to our house. We started arguing a lot, and he decided he needed a break from our marriage, so we moved in with his older brother. Here's the next statement. I was willing to fight for my marriage. Okay? So I go to his brother's house, beg him come home. After about a month ago, we had another heated discussion. You went to see him. He wasn't there, but his brother could tell you was there, so he invited you in. I started crying uncontrollably. I don't think he was crying uncontrollably. I really don't. That's a different kind of cry. That's that nasty cry. I don't think he was crying uncontrollably. I think he might have had some tears, but I think he knew what you was doing. And his brother hugged me tightly and rubbed my back and shoulders. He kept whispering, relax, relax.
Relax.
His body felt so good against mine, I could feel him getting excited from all the closeness and rubbing. I tried to pull away from him.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Take much.
Really? Really? How hard was you trying?
All right, hold that thought, Steve. Hold that thought. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. My strawberry letter for today's subject, my husband's big brother. All right?
Yeah.
Capital B-I-G. All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, my husband's big brother.
You know, Shirley, you okay, babe?
B-I-G is all caps, but it's emphasized in the letter.
I mean, you're enjoying this. Anybody said this big is B-I-G. Well, this is just that you're doing
all
this.
All caps.
Okay. Ain't no problem.
Big. You have to let the people listening
know what's going on.
No.
Oh, big.
No, there you go. All right, you're breathing heavy. Heavy big. Breathing. I was a faithful and committed wife. Okay, lady. To an undeserving man. Y'all got married. Found out he had a girlfriend and a newborn. And the way you find out was she came by the house. Y'all start arguing. He fell out, decided your marriage needed a break, moved in with his older brother. I was willing to fight for my marriage. Well, how hard? How hard was you willing to fight for it? Well, let's try to find out. So you go over his brother, beg him, come home. About a month ago, y'all had another hot one. I decided to go see him, but he wasn't there. But his brother could tell I was upset, so he invited me in. I started crying uncontrollably.
She's fighting.
No. Fighting who, Shirley?
For her marriage.
No, her marriage ain't there. He wasn't at the house. Her marriage ain't there. Her marriage brother was there.
Her brother like.
He hugged me. And he rubbed my back. And he kept whispering. relaxed. His body felt so good against mine. I could feel him getting excited from all the closest rub. I tried to pull away from him. Oh, yeah, I bet you did. Ooh, get off and stop. Stop. You kissing my... You stop kissing my neck. You kiss...
This woman is
my
hurt.
Neck. You... What? Kissing my neck.
She's hurt, Steve.
My neck. You on my neck. Go down, son.
See? Go down, son.
Ooh, you nibbling on my shoulder. Hold up, wait. Go down some more. You on my chest. What you doing? Okay.
Stuff happens.
But so let me tell you what happened, Shirley. They ended up naked and tangled up on his couch. That's another word for entanglement. We all familiar with that.
Right,
you ended up tangled up on the couch. That ain't okay. Now you on that tangled up for a couch. You on the couch. This man was huge and knows how to please a woman. We made love for at least an hour. And then let me explain something to you about loving somebody for an hour.
What?
A lot of times to pull away in an hour.
Yeah.
This ain't right.
She's in it now. What?
This ain't right.
I stopped begging my husband to come home and I filed for divorce.
Yes.
Now, here go the line. His big brother has helped me adjust to being single. Help you adjust to being single. You know what that really means? He been in there just tuning your pipes.
Yep.
And I've moved on with my life, but I still want my husband to know how I got my sweet revenge. Lady, this was way more than revenge because you kept going back over there.
Steve, her husband adjusted. Has a baby.
Okay, but I'm just telling you what she doing. Her husband got the baby, but this wasn't just sweet revenge because she kept going back over there. She was enjoying herself.
Absolutely she was.
They ain't got nothing to do with revenge. This lust at this point.
It has everything to do with revenge.
Uh-oh.
That's a baby, another life he brought into their marriage, Steve.
But you still screwing his brother because you wanted to.
Sweet revenge.
Okay,
Shirley. Here's the next line.
He by got the a way, baby.
Stepbrother, so it's not as bad. What?
Right. Not blood.
Who is this line for? This not as bad for who?
She's
it's bad
still,
to us, but I guess this line was for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of dropping hints so my husband would know what I've been doing. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's more than revenge. Why would you mess up the brother? Okay, let's quit talking about your husband for a minute. But the man that you use for revenge, why would you mess his relationship up with his brother? Why would you tell him? He dead wrong because this is brother.
Yes.
Right. And no matter if it's dog, stepbrother, blood brother.
Dog, I don't care what chick come up to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, this is my brother.
Right.
And me and my brothers, even the one that passed heavy, dog, we's close. This is my brother, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, this dude taught me how to drive and ride bikes. Nah, man, what? You can't come up to me with nothing like that. Dog, he my brother. Mm-hmm. Can you understand what that is to have a brother? He my brother, man. So the brother wrong. You wrong and the brother wrong. Now, your husband was wrong for the girlfriend and the baby.
But wrong.
But all y'all wrong. Now you want to go and tell your husband how wrong you been and his brother been, and that's going to create a whole nother wrong. And Shirley right about this. Somebody going to get hurt. Because no matter how wrong the man was for the baby and the girlfriend, his brother...
Yeah.
Man, get out of here. Should I do it or not? Absolutely not.
No.
Bad idea.
Yeah. All right, Steve,
two
thank
wrongs
you.
Don't make a right.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.